All right, welcome to Little Grace to Grow podcast today. Almost got a little scatterbrained here right at the beginning. We are going to look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, and I've got an interesting topic. It may not be the kind of topic that covers a whole lot of people at once, but I believe if you're living for the Lord at any given time, this will be helpful to you. We're going to talk about enjoying peace of mind around your critics. Enjoying peace of mind around your critics. How to have peace in spite of the cynics and the critics that are around you. We're going to take a passage of scripture out of Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called into one body, and be ye thankful. Are you forced to be in a situation where you must be in close contact with those who criticize you? If so, you have discovered how difficult it is to have peace of mind during those times. It may be at work. You have a coworker who has made it their ministry to ruin your life or irritate the fire out of you. It may be at home. You have inherited a family member through marriage, and they have chosen to make your life miserable at all cost. It may even be at church where you assemble every week. A certain member may just be rude to you whenever you come near them. I mean, we cannot control the behavior and the attitude of those around us, let alone the behavior and attitude they might have toward us. I mean, there's a degree, there are some things we can do to buffer that, but what we can control is us. So let's consider some things. The fact is, regardless of where it is coming from, it is real to you, this criticism, this irritation, this unsettling feeling you have when you're around this individual or these individuals. It has affected your ability to socialize with them, most likely, and others when they are around. You need to know that God makes no mistakes. He has them in your life for a reason. I know that sounds strange. You may not be able to change them, but you can change you. Oh, I hope you get this. The good news is that peace is available in spite of their feelings toward you. Our Lord was hated, criticized, and accused of wrongdoing. He was questioned in regards to his authority, and yet he held his peace. You may ask, why do they have to be so rude to me? What have I done to them? You may feel like they have targeted you just to make you miserable. If you are going to have peace of mind in their presence, you are going to have to follow some biblical principles. It is the Spirit of God that will produce the fruit of peace in your heart. First, accept them as your ministry, not your problem. That helps. You know, it's amazing how tolerant we can be with little babies that we're responsible for. It's amazing how patient we can be with them. And if we'll look at them as a ministry, I know some of you are giggling. You're probably thinking, yeah, I do look at them as little babies. But they are your ministry. Now, if they continue to affect you, then God is revealing that you're not dead to self, and you have not submitted to God's will. Oh, I know that's heavy, but that is a biblical practice that Christians are supposed to exercise, dying to self. If you can't remove yourself from them without getting out of God's will, then you have to have that assurance in your heart that they are part of God's will for my life. Second, you have to reprove the critical thinking you have toward them, even though it is a result of their treatment toward you. Titus 3:2 says, to speak evil of no man. If we allow ourselves to think evil about them, we are going to speak evil about them, let alone to them. It is this behavior that keeps us in the flesh and out of the Spirit. 2 Timothy 3, verse 24 through 26, the Bible says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, even those who criticize you." It goes on to say, "Apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Yes, it's possible they could be used by the devil to stir you up. Nevertheless, they need the Lord. If we keep ourselves from speaking evil about them, we will have a better conscience when we are around them. Acts 24, verse 16, Paul said, "And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and men." So just quick review before I get to the third point. First thing we need to do is accept them as our ministry. The second thing we need to do is reprove our own thinking, our critical thinking. The third thing, the third principle is treat them nice and look to be a blessing rather than receive a blessing. Matthew 5, 44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." You are going to have to pray diligently, but if you desire peace, God will help you. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 teaches us that when we pray as we ought to, then we will have a peace that passeth all understanding. What a blessing it is to be at peace amongst those who criticize us. This may be just the remedy they need to help them grow, as they are helping you grow. Remember how patient the Lord Jesus has been with you over the years and follow his example. I challenge you this week to take a good look at Philippians chapter 4. Great teaching, great principles in that passage. Well, God bless you. I'm so glad you were with us this week, and I hope you'll be ready to tune in next week. Have a great day.